sue them, either they bow before me or I will sue them. This has become a recurring tactic of Trump. If the media challenges him, have them removed. If they do something he doesn't like, tell them their merger will not be approved. If they are too satirical, threaten the parent company. All of these tactics are a slap against the First Amendment, but that doesn't matter. Only His Majesty matters. Michael Walker here, and we are going to talk about Trump getting his way, no matter what. After all, the Constitution is only a piece of paper on the wall that he doesn't even understand, probably never read. That's what comic books are for. Ready? Here we go. Reporting under fire, how Trump's lawsuit against Murdoch is reshaping political journalism. The most recent development in the lawsuit filed by President Donald Trump against Rupert Murdoch, The Wall Street Journal, and its parent companies, Dow Jones and News Corp, occurred in July 2025, initiated a $10 billion defamation lawsuit in the Southern District of Florida Federal Court on July 18, 2025, following a Wall Street Journal article published the previous day. The article alleged that Trump sent a bawdy birthday letter and a sexually suggestive drawing to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday in 2003. Trump denies the authenticity of the letter, calling it fake and claiming it does not reflect his writing style or behavior, and accuses the defendants of acting with malicious intent to harm his reputation. The lawsuit names Murdoch, News Corp CEO Robert Thompson, and reporters Khadija Safdar and Joe Palazzolo as defendants, alleging libel and slander. Trump's legal action followed his direct warnings to Murdoch and the Journal's editor, Emma Tucker, against publishing the story, which he claims they ignored. The Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones have stated they stand by their reporting and will vigorously defend against the lawsuit. The case has been assigned to U.S. District Judge Darren Gales, who previously handled a 2023 lawsuit Trump filed against his former lawyer Michael Cohen, which Trump dropped before a scheduled deposition. Legal experts have expressed skepticism about the lawsuit's merits, noting that Trump must prove actual malice to succeed in a defamation case, and the $10 billion damages sought are considered unusually high and potentially unrealistic. The lawsuit has strained the long-standing, complex relationship between Trump and Murdoch, a media mogul whose outlets, including Fox News, have historically supported Trump but have also faced his criticism. Some reports suggest the suit serves as a warning to other media outlets, raising concerns about press freedom. There are no updates beyond July 2025 indicating further court proceedings or resolutions as of my last available information. This isn't just a defamation suit, it's a tactic. Trump's lawsuit is part of a larger pattern in which journalism isn't merely questioned but threatened by legal firepower intended to force editorial compliance, intimidate sources, and discourage scrutiny. It tests whether a free press can operate freely when powerful political figures use litigation to police narrative boundaries. 1. Weaponizing lawsuits to regulate truth. Trump's case isn't likely to succeed on legal grounds. New York Times versus Sullivan sets a high bar for defamation, but that may not be the point. Like slap suits, strategic lawsuits against public participation, this action imposes financial and legal burdens meant to stall or chill investigative reporting, shift editorial policies toward safer, less critical ground force outlets to weigh the legal cost of getting it wrong against journalistic boldness. What this implies, a political figure can regulate journalism not with laws, but with lawyers. 2. Political oversight. Through fear, not policy. Unlike traditional government censorship or regulatory control, this is oversight through intimidation. Editors become risk managers, reporters self-censor to avoid being the next target. Media companies weigh, is it worth it, instead of, is it true? This form of soft censorship doesn't require legislation. It requires deep pockets, loyal followers, and a willingness to attack institutions. 3. Eroding the public's trust by destabilizing the source. When Trump sues the Wall Street Journal, it's not just about setting the record straight. It's a message to his base. Even your trusted conservative outlets are lying. Only I speak the truth. This isolates his followers from any independent source of verification, making journalism itself the enemy. The result? Loyalty trumps objectivity. Tribal narratives override shared facts. Journalism is seen as either ours or theirs. 4. The long-term cost: press as political risk, not public service. The chilling effect doesn't stop at WSJ. Smaller outlets, freelance journalists, even whistleblowers see what happens when you challenge political power with inconvenient facts. If the new precedent is report on power at your own risk, then journalism is no longer a civic tool, it's a liability. In an era where power no longer needs to pass laws to control speech, it simply needs to raise the cost of telling the truth. And that cost is now being paid in court. And one more thought, just who do you think is paying for all this? This is scary stuff, not only for us, but for our children and our grandkids. How are we supposed to raise responsible children? How are we supposed to instill good values and a moral framework when all they see on the news are lies and deflection? They aren't stupid. So how are we supposed to make them believe in right and wrong? We can't when the leader of the nation does what he does and we let him get away with it. Okay, Emma, you're up.
Thanks for sticking with us this far. Our goal is simple. Give you something to think about. Don't be part of the silent majority. Subscribe so you don't miss future videos. And above all, keep seeking the truth. Thanks again for watching.